For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is horrible to me. My wife ran into my office last night from the bedroom, and she goes, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God." And I went, "Is this bad?" And she goes, "Yes." And I go, "How bad?" She goes, "Bad." I go, "Man, you're making me nervous." She goes, "No, not like nobody's dying or anything, but it's bad." The Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulations ordered emergency closure of 5 Tampa Bay area eateries last week when conditions inside didn't meet guidelines for health and safety.
All 5 the same chain or 5 different ones?
5 different ones.
Wow.
And Galvin, one of them, has definitely put little roach babies in my stomach.
Oh, man.
Okay. I mean, just the simple math alone, times to eat correlated with the amount of roaches means that I've eaten some bad stuff.
I would love to guess, but I don't want to guess wrong and then have those people.
Right. Yeah. So, so you won't guess. In. You won't guess. I'll tell you, and it's a local restaurant for me. The 6th restaurant also under the microscope with inspectors saying additional follow-ups are required. Roach activity was one of the biggest reasons behind the closings, but food storage issues and rats were also concerns at some of the shuttered establishments. Rats, not so much for, hey, I see a rat, but they carry parasites and they walk all over things at night.
And they get into stuff, like they're in there chewing or laying in stuff, and then
it's getting itchy talking about all this stuff. In its emergency closures report for the week ending July 26th, the state noted these local restaurants have been ordered shut until they clean up their acts. Not, hey, we're going to come back and check. Shut down. And I will never, ever, ever, ever go back. I can tell you one place that I've been going to. I can tell you exactly how long I've been going there, where I sit, the last time I went there. Oh, let's start in Lutz. Okay. Bay Pizza and Dinners, 14609 Livingston Avenue. Thank God I don't know it.
No.
The initial inspection date was July 21st. It had 5 high priority violations, 9 intermediate violations, and 52 basic violations. Mm. High priority violations included employee failure to wash hands. Who cares?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Live roach activity, temperature abuse and storage of raw animal food over ready-to-eat food. The eatery failed to meet standards on July 22nd, but passed during a 3rd inspection on July 23rd. I have to tell you, I've never been to Bay Pizza and Dinners, it says, but I can deal with, I believe all restaurants are going to have some level of bug activity, okay? But I can deal with the washing hands and all that. That doesn't seem to be so bad.
Really? Let me.
Because you haven't gotten to mine yet.
Let me smoke a cigarette and take a nice dump before I make your sandwich.
I know, but wait till you.
Oh, boy.
In Clearwater, O'Keefe's Tap Room, 6 high priority, 5 intermediate, 15 basic. The inspector noted potentially hazardous food storage conditions. I'm fine with that. Temperature control, blah, 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 improper chemical storage, live roach activity, including 14 on the cook line, 4 in a dishwashing area. The restaurant met inspection standards during a follow-up visit the same day. So they had all those violations. They said, clean it up. We'll be back at 5. And they had it cleaned up.
Let me point out this, too. I don't know if you guys have ever worked in restaurant, bar, stuff, whatever. I know Carmen has. But they literally, like your improper chemical storage or that type of stuff, or even dry storage, literally means it has to be up like 2 inches off the ground.
Yeah, really?
So it's sitting on the ground, and then you go, oh, you have to put it on the thing. Okay, there, on a shelf. Right. And it's 2 inches off. Like, that's that little ticky-tack stuff, as Dom would say.
Hungry Howie's on Drew Street. The inspector noted improper food storage, like Galvin just pointed out, chemical storage among the high priorities. Live roaches were also found. Follow-up inspection was conducted the same day, only intermediate and 1 basic violation remaining. So a lot of these so far have been easy cleanups.
On the other side of that coin, improper food storage could be like the Chinese restaurant that got shut down by my old place that was storing chicken on the sidewalk.
Oh, God. And I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen them clean off food with a hose.
Oh.
In Tampa, Matt from Hornblasters keeps telling me he wants me to go eat at Yummy House. You've been to Yummy House?
I have been to Yummy House.
This is the Yummy House on Waters. Oh. Not the one on Hillsboro that Matt always talks about. But you get one Yummy House. Yeah, I text Matt and I go, are you serious? This is the one you always want me to go? He goes, we have a 300 or less rat violation before we don't go. The employees didn't wash their hands. Live flying insects. That's gross, but I can deal with that. In the kitchen, the presence of live rodents, among other violations. The eatery failed to meet standards during a follow-up visit on July 21st. A second visit that day, however, resulted in the standards being met. That doesn't make me feel better. So, hey, I'm here on the 19th. You've got rats and roaches and flying bugs. I'm coming back on the 21st. And I'm back 2 days later and still got those things.
Yeah.
That's somebody who's, as soon as we leave, they're back to doing nothing. Pinellas Park, Hawa Chinese restaurant on 66th Street. The inspector noted high priority concerns like improper sanitizing, live roach activity, and rodent activity. They were visited again on the 22nd. That time, the inspector noted the follow-up inspection was required, but said that the remaining pose no immediate threat to the public health. Hawa seems to be the one that was in the best shape. And ladies and gentlemen, the one that makes me want to vomit in my mouth.
I'm nervous about this.
I started going to this restaurant. I can tell you, my son is going to be 9 years old in August. We've been going there since the year before he was born. 10 years of eating at Ginza Japanese restaurant on Collier Parkway.
Oh, boy.
I mean, to the point where my wife was... the last meal she had before she gave birth to my son was eating Japanese food with my mother and her friend at Ginza. They have seen my children grow up. They have seen my son go from a baby in a high chair to sitting there and going to pee-pee by himself in the restaurant. They know my daughter now because remember when you had just one child? Yeah. Like, I have been there. I've eaten lunch there by myself.
Yeah.
It's my neighborhood restaurant, Ginza Japanese restaurant on College. Nine high priority violations, six intermediate violations, and 27 basic violations. Inspectors noted, I'm going to vomit.
Ugh.
Live roach activity, including 15 live roaches on the cook line and 5 live roaches at the sushi station.
Oh. You want some roach in your sushi roll?
I've had to have eaten
extra rock and roach.
You want a rock and roach roll?
You thought that was tempura? It's a roach.
Mm-hmm. That's dude. I get. Oh god, I really want to throw spider roll, which is soft shell crab
and spiders.
Mm. We had a soft shell crab.
Spiders. It is actual spiders.
Give him roach. No. Other high priority violations included food temperature storage issues, improper chemical storage. And it gets worse. Non-exempt fish offered raw or uncooked that has not undergone proper parasite destruction.
Ooh.
So they're giving you raw fish that hasn't had... So I could have parasites in my belly right now due to the fact that they were so... Oh, my God. I mean,
you know what they're serving you? You know how, like, a lot of times near a dumpster, there's, like, puddles of water and stuff?
Yeah.
They're just getting tadpoles out of there.
Yeah. Oh, seriously, what if there was a parasite in your back and that's why it hurt instead of you thinking you pulled a muscle?
I'm gonna pull your face in 2 seconds.
Dude.
No, I get it. Like, what if I'm having awful
stomach
pains?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And they say, you've got a tapeworm or something like that. Or maybe it's not a tapeworm. I'd probably be able to tell. But I've got some sort of worm or something. I got to go to this place. And I got to say, I mean, I eat there a lot.
Are you done? Do you ever go back?
Never. I will never go back there. I'm telling you right now, I gave up on the place on 4th Street. I love that place. What was that place called?
Sushi place?
Yeah, the one that we always used to go
remember.
To.
Yeah. Oh, I can't remember. Yeah, but
come on, Spanish
Heroes.
Used to go
to Heroes. Yeah, Heroes.
Okay. We used to go there all the time.
You didn't give up on Marble House or whatever.
I did. I had moved. I had eaten Marble when I lived with Pete. And then I moved and all those stuff came out. And I just knew that in all the years I'd been there. I wonder if the Marble roaches are meeting the Ginza roaches right now. Hello. I've seen you a long time. A nice place living here. Very big.
Is it bad that I've eaten at places that they've had?
Which one have you eaten?
The Goodfellas in this area.
Oh yeah, no, that place is gross.
Oh, I
enjoy it. You know you have a gross restaurant in the area if all these hungry fools in this building refuse to eat there.
Yeah.
You know it's gross.
It's been years since I've eaten there.
It's like seven steps away.
Yeah.
And nobody goes there.
Because that's the day the story broke about Heroes, I remember she had just gotten lunch from there. Yeah. And that was like 2 weeks after the story about Goodfellas broke. And then I still went back to Goodfellas.
You did? You went back after?
I couldn't help it. I liked their pizza. But like I said, that was years ago. I haven't eaten there since. Yeah.
That's not a rat, Joey. That's an otter you're showing on TV. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what that is. I went to Heroes a lot. We used to get food from there in the afternoon, and then we'd go there after work sometimes.
Yeah, they had the dollar sushi or whatever.
Now, my thing is, the first time I went to Heroes to sit at the table. What do they call it? The hibachi?
Yeah.
Okay, the first time I went in there, I sat at the hibachi, and the corners are welded together, and the one corner had a little bit of a hole in it, and little baby roaches crawled out of the hole.
Oh.
And I went up to them, and I said, hey, you got a problem at that table. I just don't want to sit there, you know? I should have known. One table, yeah. All tables.
You know why it's dollar sushi? Cockroaches aren't expensive.
No. And I went inside another table, and then Tony was here, and we went there for dinner one night. Me, Tony, X-Pac, and Pete.
Oh.
After a gig, we went there to eat, and then 2 days later, they shut the place down, or they went in there, and so now between Heroes and Marbo and Ginza, there's a whole goddamn clan of roaches living in my stomach.
Oh,
I'm sorry for saying goddamn so much, but I think you could appreciate my nerves right now. Ugh. The restaurants that were closed were Bay Pizza and Diners or Dinners, O'Keefe's Tap Room, Hungry Howie's, Yummy House, Whole Watch Chinese, and Ginza. Some of them were reopened. I'll put this on our Facebook page so that you folks can double check to see if there's a place that you might have eaten at, but absolutely disgusting. I will not, Galvin. I will never go back there again. I mean, all the years.
I can't wait for the one night when you're hungry and nothing else is open and you're I just don't even care.
No, I'm telling you, no, that'll never happen.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.